True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Gonna hand it off to Henry, and he's bottled up. The ball is out. It's loose. Who's got the football? It's Buffalo ball at the Baltimore 30-yard line.
Hats off to our defense, and you know, the last three or four drives, you know, playing some big boy football. That's a really, really good offense. It's a really good team.
It's Mike Shope.
Allen reaches over the goal line, and he is in. He went high side this time instead of low. And he punched it in for the one-yard touchdown run.
Great win, and they're hard to come by. That locker room, man, they kept playing. Those guys and coaches kept coaching. Wasn't pretty at times, and got a lot to learn from this game, and it's always good that you can learn after a win than after a loss.
And the Bulldog.
Down to 3 seconds. Here's the snap. Hold is down. Kick on the way. And it is good. And Matt Prater, in his first game as a Buffalo Bill, has won the ball game here in week one. The Bills were down by 15 in the fourth quarter. They come all the way back to win the game at the gun.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, a caller a few minutes ago brought up, and this is what a lot of fans and analysts, I'm sure, are all talking about, from last night is resilience and all those kind of words, you know, around that, like not quitting. McDermott is talking about that. I'm usually not that guy because I think that stuff tends to get really overstated. I mean, I think the professionals that we're talking about every day, it's more impressive, I think, to us that like they can keep their heads, they're doing a job. I just think it gets overdone. We always want stories, and that's a very convenient and fine and good story that, you know, never quit. But I will give you this much about this game. Derrick Henry, and for that matter, Lamar Jackson in tandem, they embarrass you as a defensive player.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would be, I think maybe even Chris Collinsworth used the word last night.
About Bishop especially, I think. When Bishop got stiff-armed to the ground,
right.
The word embarrassed, I think, was used a few times.
Yeah, I think this particular opponent, because of their style, I mean, Henry, who's ever been like him? I listened to Dan Le Batard this morning on Derrick Henry. He's like, you're not supposed to be able to do this. We're always talking about replaceability of running backs, and he's Earl Campbell and Ricky Williams, and he's still going, and like, it's just amazing. Right. I think, just again, I'm not somebody that really can relate to those guys, but this might be one where you would, you know, get the check a little bit. It's the fourth quarter. The fans are filing out in droves. That's, again, the only time you can use droves. And it would be, like, demoralizing, and maybe you don't have that fifth gear or that extra strength and motivation on, you know, particular play.
I like this point a lot. I think, yeah, your resilience should be the same across the board, regardless of the opponent, but I feel like Baltimore is the kind of team that could very easily get a switch to flip, and you're just like, it's not our day. This is not our day.
We beat them last year.
We beat them when it mattered. Right. It's 15. They got the ball. They're going to run it some more. Oh, God. Right? But, you know, Oliver is obviously not. He's going. He's trying to get. He gets the ball. And, I mean, that's just the biggest play in the game.
On that fumble, I think if I'm picturing it right, the first four players to the ball are Bills.
It's all Bills, yeah.
Like, for all the fumble luck, everybody on that defense is firing.
Before I knew they had it, I said, I think I yelled, you better have it.
That's right. They're all piled on top of each other.
You're all around.
No one else is in there.
If you lost it, it's because one of your teammates just jostled it loose from you trying to get it because you were the only ones there. So you better have it. And it turned out, of course, they did. So, but yeah, no, no one likes to lose. No one likes to get beat. But there is a particular kind of humiliation in being left for dead on the field, like Bishop was on that one Henry run. I mean, good luck living that down. You know, until he makes some plays for this team, that is going to be, even though they won the game, that is going to be the image of Cole Bishop. Just like it was, I mean, we're not really attached to Josh Norman that much. But when he got just trampled by
the same guy,
Henry, like all those years ago in Tennessee, I mean, that was just it. That play ended up being called back by penalty, and it still got replayed endlessly because it was just such physical domination. And look, the Bishop play didn't approach that quite, but it was tough to watch. I'm sure Bishop didn't feel awful good, and I'm sure he won't watching the film of it because he got embarrassed.
So that's all, to the Bills' credit. It is the kind of game where, like, the Ravens had the ball with the 15-point lead with 8 minutes to go in the game. And just how can you lose that? It's one turnover, not three.
Right.
I mean, it's not like every one of these possessions ended in disaster. There was one little thing, I guess I'm thinking of it now, so I'll just say it. 803-0550 if you want to join us about last night's incredible Bills opening win over the Ravens is, I tweeted this. I watched football all day. I was a slob yesterday. All I did was from when my stuff was done in the morning, then it was like fantasy, cramming, all the way up until midnight. It's all I did. I might have seen 30 plays in all the games, red zone, all the games, where they don't call this anymore. The receiver is coming forward to the line of scrimmage at the time of the snap.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be an automatic penalty if they ever saw it. Now they let you do it. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It can be very slight, but you're not allowed to be moving forward at the time of the snap, only in Canada. Flowers did it, 40-25, Ravens ball, crowds leaving, and they called it. And then they ended up punting. That's the only time I saw it called all day. I saw it constantly. I mean, you just see it constantly now in the NFL, is receivers in motion coming forward as they get past the tackle. And, you know, this crew,
they threw it.
Home teams losing, that's the recipe.
Right.
So the Bills got a little bit lucky there. Not that it isn't a penalty. It is a penalty, but it just doesn't seem like one anymore.
Gets ignored a lot, yeah.
So there you go. Let's go to Colin next. Hi, Colin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. Just quick question about the defense. Do you all think that the defense will just look markedly different as time goes on, just given that, you know, Trey White's eventually going to come back? Hopefully Hairston comes back maybe within 4 weeks, and then Ogunjobi and Hoyt. Like, do you anticipate that really in 6 or 8 weeks it's just going to look like a totally different defense, and therefore maybe we should expect some different results? And then kind of related to that, this probably is a little too early to start thinking about this, but, you know, is this something that Brandon Bean starts to think, okay, trade deadline, we need to go out and get a safety? You know, whoever is the best safety on a team that's selling, that's somebody we've got to target. And when you put all of that together, I just wonder if in 8 or 10 weeks after this soft spot in the schedule, we might just look like a totally different defense.
Well, I mean, you're talking about four guys, White, Hairston, Ogunjobi, and Hoyt. I think, you know, they're not counting on all of them equally, but they're all expected to contribute. I would think Harrison and White and Hoyt, especially Ogunjobi, is maybe the least important of the four. But that's four guys that you don't have right now. So, yeah, it'll be different if they get all of those guys back and, you know, don't suffer more injuries along the way. So, yeah, I think it'll look different, and I think it'll – this Jet game – will be very interesting for this because the Jets did do a great job of running the ball on Pittsburgh, which, you know, is supposed to be like what's Pittsburgh's calling card. I mean, they've got Aaron Rodgers now, but it's defense and Cam Hayward and TJ Watt. And the Jets had a good day doing that. And so, you know, there's a lot of Baltimore is a bad matchup, and so that's why it looks so bad. And, I mostly agree with that. Like, Baltimore is a bad matchup for a lot of teams. They didn't have a couple of their things that really enhanced that, mainly the fullback yesterday, but they just plugged a tight end in there and just kept going, and it seemed to work fine. I think the Bills' defense will look a lot better just maybe even starting next week. That's why the Jet game is so interesting, because the Jets are not the Ravens. Breece Hall is not Derrick Henry, and Justin Fields is not Lamar Jackson. And I don't think they have a 330-pound fullback on the roster.
They should get one.
So, you know, can you do a much better job than you did yesterday on the Jets running game? A, B, the Ravens are just a very unique matchup. They've got a secret sauce that is maybe exposes the Bills' biggest weakness, and you don't have to play them again until January,
if at all.
Right,
Patrick Ricard. I never thought about him once all night. I never thought about it. Baltimore was running the ball with such ease that it never even came to my mind, like, oh, they don't have their fullback. Like, if they were struggling, right, I think I would have heard it or thought it, but they weren't. So it just never occurred to me last night that they didn't have, or even likely. They used a guy I'd never heard of in some percentage of snaps last night in the fullback spot there.
That wasn't Kohler. That was somebody else.
Right. John McEntee. That's not correct. Let's go to Brad next. Hi, Brad.
Gentlemen, my favorite show on WGR. You guys are great, and I love listening to you every day during build season.
Thank you.
2 points. Quote from the article from Catherine Fitzgerald in the Buffalo News today. The quote from Matt Prater, he says, "The biggest thing I noticed when we got down early two scores, no one blinked or skipped a beat. They just kept going, and in other places it didn't seem like that." And so it just shows the mindset of this team. When you think about the Hard Knocks series, how these guys really feel close-knit and like a family, it's really a wonderful thing and a special thing. And another point I want to make, you know, as we're reflecting on the final season here at Highmark Stadium, it looked beautiful on TV. NBC has a great game presentation. I love the shot of the Albright Knocks with the drone. And, you know, I'm excited for the new Highmark, but with so much covered, you're not going to get those big, beautiful shots of all the fans in the stands. And so I'm really trying to soak that up as well in this final season. I get sort of nostalgic for that stuff. But
really?
I think it...
Sorry, Brett. Yeah, I really like hearing that. I don't know how it's going to be different, but it's going to be different. Like,
right.
I love to go on a night like last night up to the upper deck. I say this a lot with the preseason. Just go sit up there for a quarter and I'm watching the game, but really I'm just looking at the sky. You know, I'm just looking around. Mm-hmm. And with the roof, or, you know, semi-roof, the coverage on the new place, it probably will be different in that way. But I agree with the NBC point, too. I thought they might do more with the new place last night. It wasn't a topic, really. I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, Tirico would mention it in passing. It's finally your stadium, new place across street. But, yeah, I wasn't in front of the TV for every second of this game because I had some people over, so there was, you know, in and out of the living room occasionally. But I don't even know. I didn't feel like I got like a, speaking of drones, like a buzz through the new place or something. I might have expected that, and I don't think I didn't see it if it happened. Is all I'm saying.
By the way, the Ravens tight end that I didn't remember his name, Zaire Mitchell-Payton, is the guy last night. 15 snaps. All right. Ben is next. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Ben.
Thanks for having me on. I know it's kind of been the topic of conversation and talk about the safety tandem. taking out, you know, Cole Bishop getting stiff-armed into the turf, you know, I want to give him a pass, I guess, for the sake of this conversation, because, you know, it is what it is. It's Derrick Henry. But aside from that, I'm so concerned about this safety tandem. Watching at the game last night, you guys are talking about the upper deck. This is my fifth year with season tickets up there, which is actually it's my favorite place to be for that reason. You can see everything as the play is developing. And seeing the amount of times that those two end up out of position, it's just concerning to me for the reason that the coaching staff seems to be so hell-bent on getting Cole Bishop in there. I don't know if they're seeing something that we're not, you know, in practice, but it's not, you know, showing on the field yet. I'm willing to give him a couple more games in the sense that he hasn't really seen the field time yet. But watching some of the plays back from last night, specifically with Taylor Rapp, the one where DeAndre Hopkins catches that one-handed touchdown in the end zone, there's nobody that comes into Rapp's deep zone other than DeAndre Hopkins. The other two players from the far side of the field are cutting in the flats.
And he's late.
Rapp essentially just he stands there and watches it. He's too late to get to the ball. And this is sort of what I feel like all he does is when he's late, he just decides to try to lay a hit on somebody, which he does. But he almost takes out Benford on that hit, you know, and that's a place he needs to be. It's a place that Poyer and or Hyde would have been. And then the other one was one of Derrick Henry's touchdown runs, the one where he goes up the left sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Rapp takes two steps backwards despite the entire play showing run. And then takes a horrible angle, and it's just too slow to get there.
And he almost stumbles trying to catch him.
He does, yeah. To me, he's a less athletic Jamal Adams, in my opinion. And I like that he hits hard, but I think we need more at safety, and I think it would be remiss of this coaching staff not to give Jabril Peppers' agent a call. So I'm concerned about the safety tandem. On a positive note, though, I think Keon Coleman is going to be a dog. I was very encouraged by his performance last night, and it was a great showing for the Bills. So appreciate you guys taking my call, and I'll hang up.
Thanks, Ben. Boy, the Coleman touchdown. Remind me, like, so that pass is tipped?
Yeah, I think it's to Shakir short of the goal line is I think the target there, and Shakir, I think it's him, gets a hand on, somebody gets a hand on, I think it's Shakir, and it just happens that Coleman is in the right place at the right time there and is able to corral that, but holy God, that's fourth down.
That's fourth down, and they're down 15. Like, it's still 40-25.
Right.
And 4 minutes left, so it's got to be game over if that.
Right.
That's a pretty good bounce. And he's got to be alert to, you mm-hmm. know, react to that ball. Not so easy. Yeah. All good points. The Hopkins touchdown. Did you have a moment where you thought it was over? That was mine. What an amazing throw and catch that was, especially catch. And that's where they come around and then the fan in the end zone takes a couple of shots.
Right.
And then Jackson, the fan has been, I read it, not from a Buffalo report, but banned indefinitely from NFL stadiums. He wasn't named in the report mm-hmm. that I read, but come on. Is there a bigger loser move than that? I mean, just come on. But that's when I thought, like, all right, well, they've got that, too.
Right.
They've got that card, too. See ya.
Right.
And then you have the Bills score, and then you get the next Henry touchdown, and now I just, like, I texted to my guys, like, good night.
Right. That was when the shoot was pulled by one person that was at my house watching. She's like, I early day, whatever. I'm going home. It would have been easy. I mean, I totally understand anyone leaving, you know. The way the game was going then, that, oh, great, now I'm going to be talking about this fan. You know, like, this is going to be, like, a story now. And, I mean, I guess it still could be, but it gets blown out of the water by the comeback and, you know, the fact that the Bills win the game and this fan is, like, mostly a footnote now. Yeah, it really has got to be sweet. I mean, you could hear, I wouldn't say multiple times, but I definitely noticed once or twice Baltimore fans chanting MVP after Lamar made plays. Like, to get the win in that environment where you're hearing that in your place with the guy that was the MVP last year. I mean, I don't know if Allen or anybody on the Bills noticed it, but I definitely heard it on the TV, and I would imagine you could hear it in the stadium. I mean, that is pretty tasty. For all the talk, I mean, I focused more on it than you certainly did, you know, asking all of our guests, our regular guests last week about, you know, Baltimore. They seem to be pouring a lot into this, right? Revenge and all this. And, you know, to have that, to have the lead, have their fans, however many there were in the stadium, audibly being heard chanting MVP at their quarterback in Josh Allen's house, and then to still come back and win the game is very, very tasty.
No doubt. Well, what the Ravens have to do, or at least what we would be talking about if we talked about them all the time, which sometimes it feels like we do.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But if that were our team, it would be like the Bills 2 years ago. And it would be, you know, this collection of game of the year losses, like you said at the beginning today. Like these incredible games the Bills have been in, but they lose them. Philly, Tampa, Minnesota. And, you know, that's almost all of their losses in the last 5 years are these kind of games where they're just like a weird development and they get beat just barely. And that's what, like, the Ravens discourse is today. There's a lot of, they keep blowing these games. Like, they've blown a lot of them. And there's also plenty of, well, that's because they're always winning. Like, oh, you have to be so good to be in position just constantly to have late double-digit leads. You know, you're going to blow more of them than the Cardinals because they're never ahead. You know, you get the point. So what they would have to do, what we'd be talking about is like just sort of blocking that out, I guess, right? I mean, they'll probably be ahead by a lot in most of their games and just being able to somehow finish them. But it is how I think of the Ravens. I mean, I just think that there are these little details that they miss. And, you know, last night it would be more, it wasn't as obvious last night, I would say, but just sort of how they handled their play calls from the 15-point lead on just did not maximize their chances of winning. And then they punt. Jackson's hurting, but on the 4th and 3, I mean, I got to set up for a fourth down, go for it situation there. I've just got to be set up for it. And I've complained about this for them in the past. How Jackson is not, I mean, how he is not handling the ball on those plays. I mean, what's especially dangerous about them is the Jackson-Henry kind of tandem. Well, I mean, the Bills did a great job to pull it off, but I feel like Baltimore misses stuff. And Allen just doesn't. The Bills do not miss these things. I was watching football all day, and there were it was week one, you know, plenty of times when other quarterbacks were doing things. I'm like, Allen would not have done that. Just little mistakes. Jordan Love, I got to find what it was maybe later, but I wrote something down about Jordan Love. Like, you would never see Allen do this, with getting a first down or something. Anyway, we know he's great, but it's so many different dimensions and aspects to his greatness.
Yep. Maybe the only, I think they got the call wrong, but he could have slid a little later on that one for when he slid for the what he thought was a first down and they marked him short. I think the replay vindicated that the ball had broken the plane, but whatever. Like that was one instance where he didn't get it exactly right. But still, he's trying to protect himself. He's doing the thing that everyone always pleads with him to do, which is protect himself. He just maybe was a little sooner than he should have been, as it turned out. But again, I still think that they probably got the spot wrong anyways, because I think the replays showed that he had had it. But
it was a slide, by the way, on Jordan Love. I just found it in my notes. But no follow-up questions, please. I don't have any more for you. The update next. We'll talk some more Football Monday on WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.